Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Like I said, I mean, even in my portfolio, it's one of the things I'm up most on right now is Apple, just the Apple stock alone, like, you know, up 45%. And this is something that you can actually make some real money on just easy. Like, you don't got to trade options. You don't got to do anything. Like, you know, this is just long-term play. So Apple stock, talked about that for a long time. QQQ, which is a technology ETF, which has Apple as a large part of it, also at almost a 52-week high, almost. Talked about that for forever. XLK, which is another ETF with the S&P 500 that covers technology, that has Apple as, I believe, its number one holding, also almost at a 52-week high. Yeah. I said from the beginning, the Franklin Dynatech Fund, which is a mutual fund, which has Apple, I believe, is its top holding. doing very well. So these are things that you can actually invest in real time and make some money. Like, if you're interested in making money, you follow the money route. If you're interested in just, you know, gossip and a whole bunch of other stuff, then you can kind of get lost in the sauce. But I mean, definitely gave you a lot of opportunities to make money for sure. And it's not like 3 years. It's not like it's going to be over. It's not over. Mm-hmm. But you know, eventually you got to get in the game. So that's something that everybody should definitely take heed to for sure.
Stop deviating from the plan. Please put in chat. Investing is very simple. Of course, other things that could be done better. Sure. Like, man, I'm being real. When it comes to even delivering alpha is the returns that you'll produce. A lot of the things that were caught on here are outperforming most hedge funds. Go back and look even at 2019, 2020. Most people were not saying Apple is a primary or a leading pick in any portfolio. They thought it had too much risk in it. While risk was decreasing. Now, Apple is leading the charge. Microsoft is not too far behind from that all-time high either. Yeah, Samsung will push back and have a great product as well on a virtual reality, mixed reality side, but they don't have the ecosystem that Apple does. Like that seamless integration and like almost like vertical digital integration is like a moat in itself that other people don't have. So while I think some of the Samsung technology is better than Apple's, the ecosystem and user base is second to none. If I have made you money, please put yes in chat.
Yes, Sirski.
Vision Pro on the way.
So there it goes. One last thing about this. So I know people are going to say, like, should we wait to buy Apple?
Yep.
You never want to buy the 52-week high, but you said if you can dollar cost average, which dollar cost average for anybody that doesn't know is when you put money into an investment, into a stock consistently. So every month you just put money in no matter what, $500 every single month. It's up, yep. It's down. It's just like your 401k. It just comes out of your paycheck and just goes into it. So
I'll give a price next week too.
Next week we will be giving a price for Apple.
Stay tuned.
So wait for a pullback or what should they be doing?
Wait for a pullback. And I'll also say this too. I said this with Stock Club this week because my guy Billy was like, hey, what do I do to get better and get more of an edge in the market? Diversification is for people who do not know what they're doing. Ask any hedge fund manager, or go to Guru Focus, gurufocus.com. Go look at any major investor, even go look at Pelosi. They're investing in the same stocks over and over and over again. Like this endless need to have 24 stocks and rebalance and sector rotation and like quarter rotation. That's not the real game. Even if you don't love Apple, find a primary company that you love as your primary holding, pair it with something else. Even with VO and VTI, I know some people will say that it's overlap. The overlap is there for drawdown prevention, so you don't have a heavy drawdown. Yes, you can invest in other funds, but if they don't have the safety and security that Vanguard does, why invest in someone who did not invent the index formula? You are investing in a copy of Vanguard. Stop deviating. All the wins comes in. And most of you who've been watching the show for 3 years, you can almost write the parts that I'm going to say out by now. But the most important part is investing in the same ones over and over and over again. So I will wait for a better price to get in, but continuously invest. Your first stop is 100 shares. Then you want to get to 1,000. Mm-hmm. Then you want to get to 10,000. And for those who are doing it, you know why I scream this. The only mm-hmm. people who don't like the strategy are those who are not actively investing in it.
1,000 shares. We spoke about it. You know what, Ian? Let's come up with a list for a few stocks and let's give some prices away. We'll do that.
Next week?
Yeah, we'll do that. Yep, let's do that.
My graduates from my school being Forbes.
Bag drop.
Mic drop. Bag drop.